President.
Yeah.
You are, sir.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, John. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Are you in New York?
Yes.
Fine. Are you where you can talk?
You bet.
Fine. With regard to this Ford Coordinating Committee thing, it's obviously a silly idea. I just don't want to slap him too hard.
No, if you just non-committal on it.
What got into him to raise it, or how did he raise it?
I have no idea.
It just
came right out of the blue.
Yeah.
And I've got Clark McGregor talking to him now.
But just the whole point is he can just say, look, Bob, we welcome any ways of having communication with congressmen, senators, governors, and so forth, and I haven't had a chance to discuss it with Congressman Ford, and I'm not going to comment on it until I have a chance to discuss it with him further.
You might be in a position to praise the valuable input that we've had from the Congress on policy issues over the period of this last year.
Paulo, the Congress has made, and from governors.
And governors and mayors.
Governors and mayors and congressmen have made, let's forget the mayors because they're not Republicans. See, he's talking about a Republican court. Now, the Republican Coordinating Committee actually was a total disaster even when we were out of power. I went to their meetings, you know. They were a waste of time. But,
well, I'm afraid of our having two voices on these things.
We got too many now.
Yeah.
And, I couldn't agree more. And I just want to get Jerry. And the way to do it is to build Jerry up. He doesn't want to defuse his power and sit around there and rumble around with Reagan and Rockefeller and all those people.
Yeah.
And you know the other thing that's involved here. I have to sit there.
Oh, boy.
Hell yes. I would have to sit there in those meetings, and they go on all day long.
Terrible waste.
All day long. And I think that we just say, now look, Jerry, this is something that should be set up but for a purpose. Good. Now, the other things are basically, on the blackjack case, how specifically do you want that responded to now?
I'd like you to finesse that, if you would.
Yeah.
I noticed that some damn bureaucrat at HUD again requested the Justice Department to file action yesterday.
Well, now, can we get at him?
And we'll get at him. I've got that in progress.
Good, good.
And I think I know who it is, and if it's Simmons, we're going to fire his ass.
Yeah. Black. We'll get him out of there.
Yeah, we will. If I can localize this. Unfortunately, Romney was out of town before I left.
Yeah, he's got to get out because after there have been... Let me try out what I have in mind here. I'm just going to say that, there have been two court decisions. What are the names of those two?
The Lackawanna case.
When did that come down?
That came down about 3 weeks ago.
The Lackawanna case, and what's the other one?
It's a California...
There's the Lackawanna case and a California case.
Referendum case.
And the California referendum case.
Both
of whose spoke to this issue.
Right.
The sense of those two decisions is that action by a government body with regard to low-cost housing in a neighborhood is unconstitutional if there is a finding of intent to discriminate.
Right.
But that action by vote of the people is not unconstitutional. Very low-cost housing,
right.
Period. You can't look at the intent of a people, obviously, and
right.
Go to all the voters and say, now, under these circumstances that... I've asked the Justice Department and HUD to now reevaluate and now to consider the request to intervene in the blackjack case based on these two court decisions
right.
to see what our position should be.
Right.
How's that sound
That's
to you?
Good.
Now, or do we want to say...
You might say, instead of saying the Justice Department to pinpoint it like that, you might just say, the people who are advising me on this in several departments.
Yeah, those in the administration who are advising in several departments to reconsider reconsider in the light of these two decisions. Is that what we want to say?
Landmark decisions, right.
These are two landmark decisions.
Right.
Because that is a fair statement of the law, is
Absolutely.
It not?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Action by a government body with regard to low-cost housing is unconstitutional, provided there is a finding of intent to discriminate.
Right.
Action by vote of the people on referendum is not unconstitutional with regard to low-cost housing. Now, under these circumstances, the blackjack case...
Hello.
In other words, the key issue is a finding of intent to discriminate on the part of whatever body is.
Exactly.
And on the blackjack case, I've asked them to reevaluate. I've asked them to evaluate the blackjack case in the light of this to determine what position we should take.
Yes, and that's a good signal.
Yeah.
That's a very helpful signal as a foundation for what we probably will do.
The intent to therefore, then you can say, well, we're going to leave it to the court to make that finding.
Exactly.
All right. Now, a couple of other points. Let's see. Pages here. The Domestic Intelligence Review Board. What has Mitchell advocated such a board? Is that what it is? Or?
But then he changed his mind, and he does not advocate it at this time.
Yeah. Well, then, what should our position be?
You know that it has been proposed by some congressmen and other other citizens. It is not something to which you have directed any particular attention. You don't feel that it is something which is necessary at this time because there's been really no substantial showing of abuse.
That's right. That's right. I'm just going to say I don't think we should have it, period.
Well, that's fair enough.
God damn it, I'm against it. Yeah, and I don't think there should be a congressional investigation of the FBI either.
Right.
And a watchdog committee of the FBI. I'm going to say that, too. I think I'll just flatly say that.
I whacked Boggs pretty hard on CBS News this morning.
Good for you.
And I got a real fat opening.
Good. Well, as a matter of fact, didn't he strike out when he asked to present his evidence?
Right. And that's what I hit him on, and I kept referring to him as the Democratic leader of the House and so on.
Yeah. Well, what about the aren't Muskie and the others that say they're afraid to talk on telephones? Aren't they making damn jackasses of themselves?
I think so.
I'm not going to ever refer to any of them as Democrats. And I said that congressmen and senators who press this fear, I said, now, after all, let's look at the number. Incidentally, I noticed that it's not so many a year, as I said, which was in my briefing.
I saw that.
It was in my briefing material that way,
you
see, but the briefing material was wrong. The point is, it is that number on a day, but nevertheless, the total number even in a year was less than 100.
You could refer to it as a high water mark or something.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is. Now, on the Ribicoff Amendment and the new Stennis Amendment, what should the position be? Am I for the Ribicoff Amendment or against it?
Well, you're for even-handedness in the application of the law.
That's right.
And I think to the extent that well-meaning senators and congressmen seek to clarify the application of the law to achieve even-handedness, you're for it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to the extent that amendments of this kind would simply obscure the clear intent of the law, we would have to work for clarifying amendments.
Yeah.
So that I would not endorse either one of those specifically, but endorse the principle of even-handedness.
Yeah. That's a good dodge, I guess. I don't know.
I think you have to, because if you buy those, you buy all of their disadvantages along with...
Go ahead. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir.
I seem to... Hello.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Ehrlichman is cut off.
Oh, that's a shame. I'll call you right back.
Thank you.
All right.